For the record, my name is Andy Sanborn. I'm a small business owner. As you all know, New Hampshire business owners have been asking you all as state legislators to help us address our economic challenges for months. We've been asking the state to recognize how many people are out of work. We've been asking the state to focus on our biggest need today, and that's getting people back to work. By way of history at some level, on reasonable compensation specifically, as you're aware, in the early 1970s, the U.S. Supreme Court passed a ruling to protect small business owners. In 1965, there was a Supreme Court ruling that essentially said that all taxation in our state needed to be fair. In 1970, they passed another ruling that essentially talked and created reasonable compensation, because C corporations and S corporations were allowed to deduct their wages prior to net profits and profits taxes. And all of us as small business owners, at the time there weren't any LLCs, but partnerships and sole proprietorships, were not allowed to do that. So reasonable compensation became the shield that gave us the ability to claim wages prior to net profit and comp. Unfortunately, starting in about 2004, the interpretation of reasonable compensation has seemed to have pulled a 180. And now what used to be the shield to protect us has been the vehicle by which the state of New Hampshire is beginning to prosecute us. As you're aware, 2004, the Department of Revenue Administration began what has become known as a relatively aggressive level of auditing. They started at around $1 million, and every year they've been essentially ratcheting it down to smaller and smaller businesses. And as I sit here and provide testimony today, there are people who have specifically said it's gone down to the $6,000 range, not as a safe harbor, but as a classification of how much money they're making. So we're seeing audits at every single level of small businesses today. And globally, we're asking for you all to consider providing a vehicle by which we can take reasonable compensation and remake it the protection for us, very similar to all other C's and S corporations. If my wife was a doctor at Mary Hitchcock or Concord Hospital making $300,000 a year, none of you would blink. But if I was a house painter or a restaurant owner making $300,000 a year, I'm subject to an audit from the Department of Revenue Administration who's going to claim that I'm making too much money. And frankly, I don't think that's fair. You know, at a time when the President of the United States came all the way up to Nashville, as Representative Hess mentioned, you know, he discussed the need for incentives for small businesses to create jobs, because that's what's going to bring us out of this economic challenge we're in. At the same time, our state legislatures, you all, are trying to increase taxes, fees, and regulations against the same people the President's trying to help. So today we're asking you to consider who's wrong. We're asking you all as the leaders of our legislature to tell me, is the President wrong in trying to create incentives to help us? Or are you all wrong in trying to continue to raise taxes and fees on all of us? This new tax on the income of small business owners, as we specifically talk about the LLC tax, will remove needed capital required to create jobs, to expand and help our economy. The new reasonable compensation law, as written, will discourage business growth in New Hampshire, and by the DRA's own admission, they expect upwards of 20,000 new tax returns in the state. At a rate of 13.5%, based upon the business profits tax and the LLC tax, that will be double the taxation in the state of New Hampshire, the state of Massachusetts. So I'm here representing 2,560 small business owners in New Hampshire who have signed a petition asking for repeal of the LLC tax, or in other words, support of SB 473 and SB 476. We're also requesting that you reinstate reasonable compensation as a protection for small business owners, not a prosecution of small business owners. We're trying so hard to get people to work, and this continuing path of raising taxes and fees is just not going to do that. You know, frankly, we hear the political rhetoric that you're trying to help all those who are in need. Well, the biggest group of people in need today are the 55,000 people who are unemployed in our state. So we're asking you to please help them. As legislators, you can help everyone that needs a job by supporting these bills. As owners, we're asking you to embrace the legislation, show both the business owners and the unemployed people of New Hampshire that you hear us. And you want to get New Hampshire back to work. There are 55,000 people who wake up every single day. They just want a job. They just want to be able to feed their family, pay their bills, and be self-sufficient. If you support this legislation, you will send a very clear signal. By voting down this legislation, you will tell the people of this state that as legislators, our well-being is not important to you. So to answer Senator DeLisandro's questions of, I also do not believe it's right to come in here and just complain about a bill without offering suggestions by which we can take care of it. So although I have many, many suggestions, I'll provide you three of them today so again more people can speak. The first thing I'd ask every single one of you to do is open up the Yellow Pages. And any job you see in the Yellow Pages is something our state government does not need to be doing. There are so many things happening in our state today that our state government is doing that we can privatize, which will increase tax revenue and decrease the size of our state government. Number two, please, we all ask you to begin to focus on expanding the economic base. There's 50 states out there, and we're in a very deep recession. And soon, in fact, already, many states have realized the fact that those who are going to come out of this recession are going to be the states that are most attractive to creating an expansion of the economic base. Wyoming, Michigan, South Carolina, Tennessee, and others are all states that are putting exceedingly aggressive incentives to draw businesses to their states. While at the same time, the state of New Hampshire is trying to raise taxes and fees, create new regulation, and tell 70,000 business owners how much money they can make. Third, again, we're asking you to spend some time to create employment incentives. Paying $480 a week to every single person that's unemployed in this state, and our unemployment rate and unemployment fund is virtually broke. We could create incentives, for example, where we offered a $5,000 credit against the BET or the BBT for any employer who had a full-time equivalent, an FTE, on payroll for a year. So after 5 weeks of hiring someone, even after a commitment for a year, it would eliminate the drain on unemployment. There are so many programs like this that we could be doing and we should be doing to create a positive work environment, to expand our base, and help lead New Hampshire back into one of the states that businesses want to be at and we want to work at. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.